3 days after millions of Mexicans cast votes for their next president, the results still are not known. A preliminary tally gave a slight edge to conservative candidate Felipe Calderón, but the Electoral Commission only today began the official count, and early results show leftist candidate Andrés Manuel López Obrador in the lead. As NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports, each side has accused the other of trying to steal the election.
This room in one of the 300 district offices verifying Sunday's contested vote is packed. Here and across Mexico, the tally sheets from each ballot box are being taken out of their sealed containers.
45-57 contigua 1, Acción Nacional 154.
The results written on those sheets are read out to poll workers, election officials, and party representatives. Individual ballots are only reviewed if there is a discrepancy or it looks like the box has been tampered with. But parties can object if they feel something has been overlooked. And in an election where every vote counts, complain they do. This is a battle that is being fought box by box. Repeatedly, the representative of Andrés Manuel López Obrador's leftist party raises his hand. There is an inconsistency, he says here, and asks for the ballots in that box to be counted by hand. The representative from Felipe Calderón's party objects to his demand of a recount. Today is crucial, and the parties know it. Preliminary results gave conservative Felipe Calderón a lead of several hundred thousand votes. Today, those results are being checked again before they're certified. In a normal election, the Federal Electoral Institute would then declare a winner. But already the leftist candidate says he will not honor today's outcome unless there is a full recount. Miguel Camacho is a senior advisor to López Obrador.
We are finding one after another reasons to doubt about the transparency of this election. So it's much better to say let's count every vote, which can be done in 2 days, instead of having 2 months a country in a state of political crisis.
Camacho and his party are crying foul, saying that there has been fraud on the part of the Federal Election Institute.
I cannot say that the institution failed. I cannot criticize everybody in IFE. But somebody in IFE cheated, that's for sure.
Across town at the headquarters of Felipe Calderón, his advisor, Arturo Saruján, says that the leftist party, or PRD, is acting in an anti-democratic fashion.
What the PRD is actually trying to do is obtain through other means what they weren't able to obtain through the ballot box. It is certainly a close election, we're not disputing that, but in democracy, you win or you lose sometimes by a vote.
Calderón today offered López Obrador a position in his cabinet if he wins, something that the leftist is unlikely to accept.
Fraude, 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 fraude.
Supporters of López Obrador took to the streets today in the hundreds and marched towards Los Pinos, Mexico's White House, in protest. Street vendor Guadalupe Vargas says that this demonstration was just an opening salvo in what could be a much longer war. She says, today we are few, but if they take away the victory of López Obrador, all of us who support him will get together, and then they will see how many come. We are millions. Calderón supporters also say they feel like they will have been cheated if their candidate doesn't win. Once today's verification process is complete, political parties will have 4 days to raise specific objections. IFE has until Sunday to announce a winner. But the final outcome will probably only be decided by the Federal Electoral Tribunal, a kind of supreme court for electoral disputes. It would only render its verdict on September 6th, leaving people to stew over the long, hot summer. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.